boit la cano kawine. Un jour, à cause des exactions de son oncle sanguinaire et barbare,
hi, I'm Jack from Saugerties, and I'm at the radio station with my sister Katie. You're listening to WGXC Aqua. Have a nice day!
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, featuring first-run and repertory films at movie theaters located in Rhinebeck and Saugerties, as well as live music, filmmaker conversations, staged readings, community events, variety shows, magic, comedy, and more. The Hudson Valley Picture Show traveling series brings cinema to locations around the region. The latest schedules, as well as upcoming pop-up events at the Community Theater in Catskill, can be found at upstatefilms.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Marcus DeGrazia Acupuncture in Austerlitz, New York. WGXC local business supporters help us continue to be a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you, Marcus DeGrazia Acupuncture.
Vanilla ice cream around
what's
it.
What's maraschino cherry?
I don't know. It's just like really sweet cherries.
You just made that up, didn't
you?
No,
I didn't. No, I didn't. You should go get some.
that's not these. Do it for fun, don't take it personal. Personally, I'm surprised you call me after the things I said. Skirt, skirt on, skirt up on, skirt down, you acting like me, acting like we was more than a summer fling. I said farewell, you took it well. Promise I won't cry over spilled milk. Give me a paper towel, give me another value, give me another hour.
Hudson.
Today I'm your host and I'm joined with
DJ Show Money.
I'm DJ Kula and we got a lovely show. Today we're going to be talking about Clubhouse and what it could bring to you. But we will be right back after a little bit of a song.
All right, real question is, which song?
Which song?
Oh, yeah, which song?
Fifth Tab.
Fifth Tab? Okay,
Watch me memorize this.
I'm Fifth Tab. Okay, okay, okay. Fifth Tab.
Not even a song.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That's
song. 6. I'll do 6.
Alright, that works.
3, 2, 1. Go.
I'm in the business of losing your interest, and I turn a profit each time that we speak. Don't you know there's a coffin buried under the garden? Was there when we got here? We'll be there when we leave. And my house was designed to kinda look like it's crying. The eyes are
are the windows. The garage is the mouse when they mention the sad kid in the sad house on Ball Street. You won't have to guess who they're speaking about. Come over. Of clearing out cobwebs, I was taking the wrong meds. It's good to be sad, and my house is just barely big enough for my family, but it feels like a fortress when the weather gets bad. And my mouth was designed for my foot to fit in it. All the words they went missing when the stock market crashed and the Dow Jones keeps falling, but I promise. You know, there's a coffin buried under the garden. Was there when we got here, we'll be there when we leave.
Time I go out, yeah. hear it from this one, hear it from that one, that you got someone new. Yeah. I see but don't believe it, even in my head.
Clubhouse Radio broadcasting to you live on
90.7. Hey, you went out!
God, I love that.
There it is. Okay.
Oh my God, I'm going to shoot myself.
Good thing they didn't hear that one.
Okay. Welcome back to 90.7 FM WGXE, Acre Catskill, and Hudson. IT still hates us, and we're still Clubhouse Radio. We be bringing it to you every Friday from 6 to 7 p.m., Acre Catskill and Hudson. And, you know.
Oh, don't forget. I'm sorry to cut you off. No, don't forget, it's not IT anymore. It's the representative.
What?
Yeah, it's representative. The person who puts in the order. Not IT. It's the person who puts in the order who hates us.
Nah.
Yeah, that's what Kai said today.
You know, it's a tough world.
Should we just say IT hates us because it sounds better?
It does sound better. Sorry, IT. We love you.
And IT hates us. But
anybody at IT, I will give you a hug and I will bake you cookies. I apologize.
All right. So,
but yeah, Clubhouse Radio. And if you don't know what Clubhouse is, we're essentially a youth drop-in center, which is a community center, but better because we're brought to you by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. So we have a bunch of mental health trained professionals to talk to. It will all be confidentiality. That word. I'm not one of the trained ones. I'm a youth peer leader. See, they got a youth program. So if you have a kid at home who's kind of just sitting at home doing nothing, hey, that's where I was, and you want them to, like, you know, experience the world a little bit, we're a perfect place, and we're located 455 Main Street in Catskill. But, yeah. What you looking up? Lo-fi.
Okay.
Said, we have a bunch of different programs, and you could go live on radio with us once we get more microphones, or you can, you know, just chill out in the background and watch, you know. And we also have a bunch of different stuff. For example, if you are struggling with needs, like you need a toothbrush or toothpaste, we got you. You know, this place is like your home. We got food, we got Hot Pockets, we got pizza, what else we got? Chicken nuggets. That's my favorite. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to eat all the chicken nuggets I need before you can even get
chicken nuggets.
They're good.
No more chicken nuggets. Oh, this looks fire. I don't know what I'm watching, but this looks fire. I hope this is a show. I know that is, but anyways, sorry. I was looking at an ad. I apologize. So, today, ladies and gentlemen, and all types of species, we're going to be talking about quizzes and all types of things. Like, for example, we're going to go over some quizzes. Sorry. For today, we're going to go some quizzes. First, well, we'll go with this one.
Yeah.
Are you excited for Dragon Ball Sparking Zero?
I am so excited for Dragon Ball Sparking Zero.
Should I pre-order for Clubhouse?
Get paid.
I'm gonna get it on the PlayStation 5.
On the Clubhouse?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
No. On mine.
I was about to say. Could you game share?
Yeah.
Hey, that's what's up. So if you want to play Dragon Ball Sparking Zero on release, and if you don't got the money, you can come and buy it. Exactly. We are huge Dragon Ball nerds. So if you want a Dragon Ball fan club, that's pretty much this whole place all the time.
Literally.
Alright.
Okay, so first quiz of the day. Which Dragon Ball character are you? What is your attitude after you win? Too easy. Good game. You've understanded me. You underestimated me.
It depends on my opponent. You know?
I'm cocky. Good game. Too easy.
It depends on my opponent, though.
Okay, next one.
Which one?
Second one. Yeah, that one. Right?
Alright.
So, second one. Alright, ready?
I don't know, this is too broad. It depends on my opponent. What game? Give me the game.
Fortnite.
Fortnite?
Yeah. Build mode.
Too easy.
Okay. Cool.
Or Brawlhalla. That's what I was thinking.
Or Brawlhalla? Okay, cool. Okay, let's see.
What do you think about losing?
Yeah, probably, right? Alright. So, what do I think about losing?
Next time you'll see me, you'll be sorry.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, that's a good one. Sorry, I'd mute the music. My apologies. Please don't attack me. Okay? Which is your favorite thing to do?
Why is there pictures that threw me off so hard?
Same here. I don't have time for playing around.
Why did they use Family Guy?
Being with family and friends. I don't know why they used it. I isolate myself. That just looks so depressing. Fight. Why'd they use Floyd Mayweather and it's a Dragon Ball Z quiz?
Right.
And they use Goku to eat. They literally only use 2 Dragon Ball photos.
I don't know. It's either between eat or be with family and friends.
I'm gonna say eat.
Right now I'm a little bit hungry. So.
I'm gonna say eat. What?
I'm gonna say be with family and friends.
Which is your best quality? My kindness, my strength, my intelligence, my...
Seriously, only one is crazy.
Oh my god. My social... I'll let you read these. What?
Alright. My kindness, my strength, my intelligence, my perseverance. Seriously, only one? Or my social attraction to others?
I'm saying seriously, only one?
Really? Dang, okay. I'm picking my intelligence.
Really? Okay, so you're intelligent. You wanna, this one is yours. I'll let you read this off.
Alright. How about your worst quality? You know, you gotta pick your best and you gotta pick your worst. Oh, I'm definitely passionate, so it's.
I'm blunt, honest.
So the answers are, I'm not very passionate, I'm timid, my arrogance, I'm vengeful, and my blunt honesty. And by the way, if you want to play this quiz, you can check it out at playbuzz.com. And you just got to look up which Dragon Ball character you are.
For me, I'm saying my blunt honesty. Mine just seem like blunt honesty and like...
It depends in what area. In video games...
Nah, just like, I think in general, in life, if it's life,
I'm timid.
I'd say my blunt honesty or. This one. I'm gonna say my blunt honesty.
Alright.
Okay. Next one.
On the opposite of weakness, what is your greatest strength?
Ooh.
Yeah. My supreme strategy and intellect. I'm very caring and considerate. My tenacity. My competence and my loyalty.
Ooh, my loyalty. Say my loyalty. Okay, next one. What is your greatest weakness? I make things go on and on. I have many fears.
Oh my god. I know which one each character of these are, by the way, for which...
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, you want to read the third one?
I'm going to say it after we guess.
Okay.
I'm not trying to get anybody. I'm just picking still. Oh, wait, and don't pick it yet. Just pick your answer, and then I'm going to read them. So don't, like, click it.
I'm going to say this one.
Okay, so the top one...
I already
one,
know what the...
So that one's Gohan.
This one?
I'm unable to reach my full potential at times. That's Gohan.
Oh, yeah.
Yup, and then I'm too forgiving. That's Goku. He always forgives his enemies. Yeah. My arrogance, that's Vegeta. He's the prince of all Saiyans. I have many fears, that's Krillin. Krillin's... He literally had a whole arc in Super. I make things go on and on. I don't know. I don't know about that one.
Piccolo?
I would say Unk.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's between my arrogance and unable to reach my full potential at times. But I'm going to say my arrogance.
Okay. I picked unable to reach my full potential at times. In Brawlhalla, like, I'm literally like Gohan right now. Because I was so good and now I'm not.
Yeah.
What do you fear the most?
Death itself.
But within death, you have the fear that everything I cared for is destroyed and everything I worked for as well.
Bars.
No, those are the options. I came up with that. Totally not the author of this quiz. The author, Muhammad Higgy. That's the actual author.
Everything I create.
You know, shout out to him or her.
That everything
or them
I cared is destroyed, or everything I have worked for. What about you? What are you picking?
Everything I've worked for. What's the point in doing all this work and putting all this effort in if it's all null?
I'm going to say that everything I cared for is destroyed.
That's valid.
And next one.
So you're going to have to read this because I accidentally refreshed the page and now I got to completely catch up.
Okay. What job, what? Buddy, are you kidding me? Okay, look at this question.
Your job cliche. So did you want to be a superhero, a king, a scientist, or a doctor?
I want to be a scientist. I wanted to be an inventor.
That's valid. I got most likely to invent something in school.
Really?
Yep.
That's crazy. What is your inner fear? Inner fire that drives you to succeed? To be the best, to defeat myself and make myself better, to defeat others. My tragedy, my underrating desires to protect. I would say to defeat myself.
All right, and I'm almost caught up.
Should I let you catch up? I'll let you catch up.
Yeah, which one were you on?
I just did that one. The one after that.
To defeat myself.
Yeah, that's what I picked.
I don't know, to be the best.
To be the best! To be the best is pretty up there. But
my tenacity, because that's both of those things. At the end of the day, I've been knocked down so many times and I've gone back off. So that's
you have to destroy a massive threat. What do you do? Nuke it.
That's Vegeta. He always uses his most powerful attack and then he loses.
Nuke it. Send the team to take it down. Find its weakness. Lead it out of civilization. Innocent people should never get involved. Destroy it all costs, including myself. That's Vegeta. That last one is Vegeta.
Yeah. So
I'm gonna say lead it out of civilization.
I think nuke it.
Are you so for real?
I wish I could have picked the other one, but I am not known for that. In role-playing games such as Dungeons & Dragons, there have been times where...
I'm going to do the last one.
We just throw everything to the wind and fireball it.
Oh my god. Okay, you want to read this one?
How long do you think you can last without food, without complaining? They messed up the question there, but we chilling.
Weeks. Week. Week.
Without complaining?
Oh, without complaining?
No, we're not allowed to pick for as long as my body can hold out. That's such an easy answer.
A week tops. Yeah, I'm going a week. I've gone a week without eating and not said a thing.
I eat every day, sorry.
I don't. I don't. I'm thinking a week tops.
What nightmares haunt you the most?
You're my past.
Failure.
I don't remember my nightmares.
Yo, that's so stupid. Dang, what death of my loved ones? That's...
Oh my god. I'll say death of my loved ones.
I pick my past.
Or my failure. I'm gonna say my failure. Oh. Oh my god.
This is tough. Why do you do So let's rename the question because this sounds a little weird. Which superpower would you want? Would you want the Zenkai boost where you get hurt and then after you get hurt when you regenerate you're stronger? Environmental adaptability?
Or regeneration?
Mm.
Piccolo's regeneration seems like it hurts.
Nah.
Oh!
Yeah, but what about all the amputees that want a limb right now? You think that'd be a curse to them, huh? You think that's a curse? We're gonna go into a song. Okay, so I think...
Okay.
See, I don't want to get mortally wounded. So, but the way the question...
I'm gonna pick the first one. I'm gonna pick the first one.
I don't
want to
get mortally wounded.
And then I think we should go...
Okay, that's good.
I think we should go into a song.
So this is actually the final question, so...
Okay, I guess I'll
God... Every time.
Wait. Okay, wait. Who'd you get?
Goku.
Are you for real?
Yeah, this happened the last time we did this too.
Are you for real? You're lying.
Yeah,
you're lying.
Goku la-
Now I'm kind of curious. I'm so sorry, people. I'm so curious.
Why do we keep on getting Goku?
No, because I'm actually curious. Like if. What? This is a totally different quiz, bro.
Why do we want to fuck?
Bro, wait, no. I need to know now. Like,
you could take
that. Yeah, everybody at home, you are listening to Clubhouse Radio broadcasting to you live. And I point, not home. You guys are in cars. That really caught me off guard there. I was doing my whole thing. You know, I was feeling confident. I had my swag. But welcome back to Clubhouse Radio broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXE, Acre Catskill Hudson. And on the Wavefarm website, wavefarm.org. Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola, and I'm joined with...
DJ Shamoni!
Bro came in with that Rick and Morty intro, and today, we're just chilling, having a great time, doing some fun quizzes. And if this sounds like something you want to do, or if you want a Hot Pocket, or if you, you know, need some toiletries, or if you want to participate in fun programming, or if you have a kid that's kind of a little bit locked in their room, you know, on their phone, that you kind of want to see the world and experience it, this is what we're about. We are a drop-in center for the youth, which is pretty much a different term for a community center, but we're brought to you by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green, so we have trained mental health professionals that you can talk to.
Garbage.
You just randomly?
I just randomly got cooked.
Wow.
Anyways.
Quiz is garbage, everybody.
I'll take that from you.
What happened? Anyways, we'll be back and we're about to go into the song. This song is by David. There goes my baby. It literally came out like 18 hours ago. So I don't know anything. So we'll see you later.
There goes my baby. Out of my reach. Why won't you take me? It's so hard to breathe. How could you fall short? You were taller than me. So hard to find. There goes my baby out of my reach. Why won't you take me? It's so hard to breathe. How could you fall?
darling, I've lost my mind.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio Live on 8.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting Catskill, Acre, and
Hudson.
Today I'm your host, DJ Cola.
I'm DJ Shamani.
Come on, give your best power up scream. Somebody else is gonna be like, "What are you guys doing?" Ready? Ready? This is gonna be a contest to make everybody else in Clubhouse concerned for what is happening to us. Yeah. Ready? Best Kamehameha.
You go first. Hold on.
I have to hold back because I actually like.
I do too.
Yeah. I've
done this. I've been doing this since.
Yeah.
12.
All right. Hold on. Let me hit the. Cut. No, this is gonna be on the internet forever. I'm good. That
you
was.
Say, you say I'm good.
I said this is gonna be on the internet forever. I'm good. Yeah. I started a little bit.
No, at least not.
Yeah,
that's
stuck in your head.
That mental, how do I say that,
barrier now?
Yeah, I think I'll do that off air. That's something I gotta do when I get parking zero.
May. See, that's my whole
That's gonna track. Be on the internet forever now.
That's
how do you
fun,
feel?
You know? That's who I am. I've loved Dragon Ball since a little kid. I'm a goofball, so I'm not ashamed of myself.
It took me a while to build up that confidence, though.
And you listening at home, you should be who you are no matter what anybody says. At the end of the day, if you're not hurting anybody, then why do you care what anybody else thinks when you could be living your absolutely best life?
Facts!
Like, you ever be like wanting to put on an outfit, but then you're like, what if people think that's stupid?
Yeah.
Why do I care? I wanted to say F that, but we can't say F that.
Why do you care?
Literally.
What is that hurting?
Like, there's a perfect...
Your social status?
You know that Tyler Creator clip I'm thinking of? We might be able to bring that up, but literally, you do you.
I don't think
so. And at Clubhouse, we are accepting of everybody, so if you want to come on by at 455 Main Street and Catskill, there's one in Hudson, too, but I forgot. With that being said, we have a bunch of stuff. We have a PlayStation. This is mainly a place for youth, by the way. The ages, Matt, actually.
18 to 20. Whoa.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
No. God.
12?
Yeah.
12 to 20?
11 to 20. And if you have a kid that's younger than that, you can talk to our program supervisor.
I mean, they can come, but they have to come with a sibling.
And they also have to talk to our program supervisor about it. Yeah. Kai Hillman, he's a super chill dude. He's our boss, actually.
And they also have to meet maturity status.
Yeah, because, we don't want a 5-year-old being exposed to, the social activity that 16-year-olds do. Because, the type of stuff 16-year-olds might be getting into, and we don't want little Timmy,
Or Terry to get in and be like, "Hey, Timmy, what are you doing?"
The only thing
I saw Matt, I saw Ken doing it.
exactly. And the only difference between us and a community center is that we're brought to you by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. So we have a bunch of trained. That tripped me out. Sorry. No, you're chilling. We have a bunch of trained professionals that you can talk to if you are experiencing any type of distress or if you just want to share your victories, because community and a sense of belonging never hurt anybody.
You want to know what's crazy? I just realized.
What's that?
Akira Toriyama won't see Sparking Zero.
He won't see Daima.
Yeah.
He won't even see Dragon Ball Daima.
Oh, I forgot. He didn't need to see that. He didn't need to see that.
That's crazy. Gohan's the only one that doesn't turn into a kid, though.
Yeah, he didn't need to see that. That's what I said. I wouldn't think that's coming out anymore. If I'm useful for real, I don't believe it.
That's a good question.
I haven't heard any news about Dragon Ball Daima.
Yeah, ever since.
Ever since the trailer.
I mean, it would be respectful.
Did it get bad, criticism?
I don't know. I think it would just be respectful, because... I don't know. I can't say...
Was that his last project?
I don't know if that's disrespectful or not. I can't speak for him. He was his own person, and he was incredibly wise, yeah. And I'm not as wise as him, so I can't offer it.
Do you think that was his last project?
Yeah, that was the last project actually worked on and gave the green light.
Oh, then yeah, they did. I need to see that. Anyways, you want to know what we should watch?
What should we watch? Oh, the new Captain America.
The Captain America trailer. This trailer is called Captain America Brave New World. Released in theaters February 14th, 2025. Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
February. Yeah, right? Valentine's Day? Let's go. Oh my goodness. I'm sorry. I gotta run it back.
It's Joe Biden.
It's muted. I have all my tabs muted. I apologize. Run it back. 3, 2, 1, go.
It's Bo Jiden.
All right, we're gonna have live commo.
Do that. Thanks for coming.
All right, that's better.
Advice, sir. I have to admit, I'm still getting used to the new look.
It's Bo Jiden.
Must answer. Lose the election.
You and wait, is that Captain?
You scared me. Why?
I just realized that's Captain America. Yeah, I'm so stupid.
Making Captain America an official military position.
And if we disagree on how to manage this situation, then what happens?
Work with
war?
Because he crafts the legacy now.
A better way forward.
Fun fact, the guy who's the president,
that's
Red Hawk.
What? I thought that was Captain America.
No, like in comics, if I'm pretty correct.
No,
I think that's Red Hawk in comics.
Huh. Okay, then, that just happened.
Shout out to president.
Big jump. This is a crazy Valentine's Day movie.
Being compromised. Either you can't see that, or you don't want to.
Do they end up kissing?
Stop. Ooh, that was tough. Hold on. Could we break that down real fast?
Yeah.
Hold on. We're breaking them down.
You don't want to.
So, some lab. I'm assuming like it's like a Hydra lab. Yeah.
It's a trap.
Interesting when I can see
but
you don't
want to.
That's fire.
What is this? A trap.
Is that like supposed to be like?
It's hidden under there.
Yeah. That kick was tough. He got jumped.
Okay,
both of them. Ooh, new suit. Okay. Bro got a new suit.
Bro got the vibranium shield and everything. Shifting.
He went from show to movie. This is tough.
You may be Captain America, but you're not Steve Rogers.
Ooh. Why you gotta say that? Because he's black? It's because he's black? Is that why? Because he's black. I think it's because he's black.
I mean,
I think it's because he's black. Anyways. New suit. That was a tough transition.
What? How did one... Right. Rewind that. We need to... That was just the shield?
Captain America.
I think he threw it at an enemy, and, like, the White House was breaking.
Oh, it's... Okay, yeah, it's a transition.
You're right. I'm not.
Ooh.
I'm better. What? He can fly?
Yeah. He was originally Falcon. It's Captain America's Falcon.
Oh, so he's got bolt setting ability.
If you watch the TV show, Captain America and the Winter Soldier.
Oh wait, scroll down. The top comment is you're not Steve Rogers. Scroll down.
Yeah. 9 hours ago.
You're right. I'm not.
Cold. That's cold. You get a like for that, buddy. You're not Steve Rogers. Your name is Clarence.
Gus Frigg versus Seattle. Bro called him Gus Frigg. That's crazy.
Always remember William Hunt. R.I.P. Who's that?
I don't know. Probably an actor. We don't remember him though. That's sad.
If I don't remember him and I know him, I'm a festive type boy. William Hunt.
Oh, wait. Was that the black guy? I think that was the black guy.
No, because he's not dead.
I think he is. I don't know.
Yeah, that's not a black man.
Oh, I know him. I know him. I didn't know he died.
Oh, I think I know him.
I didn't know he died. He was in Marvel movies.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Like, he was supposed to be the Red Hulk.
Oh, that's crazy.
Like,
rest in peace.
He was in mad stuff. Like, he was in the Hulk, literally. Like, the show, the movie that made him got up.
Rest in peace.
He was in a couple of things.
You know, with that little bit of a drop, I think it's time to give a moment of silence. And then go into a little bit of a song break. Shout out to, what's his name? William Hurt. Amazing actor.
Okay. Let's see. Next song will be
Young, Dumb, and Broke.
I guess.
By Khaled.
Ooh, wait, I don't know if I want to play that.
Oh, yeah, it might not be clean.
I don't know.
We cannot play clean songs.
I don't remember. I don't. I looked it up, but I don't remember.
So, we sorry that we just liked you, but we got another amazing song. Fun. Some Nights. I called it a draw. Some nights I wish that my lips could build a castle. Some nights I wish they'd just fall off. But I still wake up, I still see a ghost. Oh Lord, I'm still not sure what I stand for. What do I stand for? What do I stand for? Most nights I don't know anymore.
Most amazing things that can come from some terrible
since I've reached out and said hello, I bet you're wondering why I keep obsessing on and stressing all the little things when I should be living life and soaking up the memories. I know I've been selfish, I have no excuse to give you, it's true. Hanging by a thread's how I live. I don't know why, but I feel more comfortable living in my agony, watching my self-esteem go up in flames, acting like I don't care what anyone else thinks, when I know truthfully that that's the furthest thing from how I feel. But I'm too proud to open up and ask you to pick me up and pull me out this hole I'm trapped in. The truth is I need help, but I just can't imagine I was happy, yeah. Been this way so long, it feels like something's off when I'm not depressed. I got some issues that I won't address. I got some baggage I ain't open yet. I got some demons I should put to rest. I got some traumas that I can't forget. I got some phone calls I've been avoiding. Some family members I don't really connect with. Some things I said I wish I would've not let slip. Some hurtful words that never should've left my lips. Some bridges burn, I'm not ready to rebuild yet. Some insecurities I haven't dealt with yet. I'll be the first to admit that I'm a lonely soul, and the last to admit I need a hand to hold. Losing hope, headed down a dangerous road. Strange, I know, but I feel most at home when I'm living in my agony, watching my self-esteem go up in flames, acting like I don't care what anyone else thinks, when I know truthfully that that's the furthest thing from how I feel. But I'm so proud to open up and ask you to pick me up and pull me out this hole I'm trapped in. The truth is I need help, but I just can't imagine who I'd be if I was happy. Don't know what's around the bend. Don't know what my future is. But I can't keep on living in living in my agony, watching my self-esteem go up in flames, acting like I don't care what anyone else thinks, when I know truthfully that that's the furthest thing from how I feel. But I'm too proud to open up and ask you to pick me up and pull me out this hole I'm trapped in. The truth is I need help, but I just can't imagine who I'd be if I was happy. Happy.
Hello everybody, welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live at 90.7 FM WGXE, Acre Catskill, and
Hudson.
Today I'm your host DJ Cola, and I'm joined with DJ Shamani. Ha ha! That's right. And today we have a low-key show, and if you don't know what Clubhouse is, we're just going to describe it very, very quick before we do this little quizzy quiz as we're coming out. And we're pretty much a community center, but better because we're brought to you by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. So if you're having a rough day and need somebody to talk to, we have trained professionals in mental health that are trained in confidentiality as well. And we are also somebody to share your victories with, because community has never hurt anybody. With that being said, let's get into the quiz.
Okay, so we're starting off with a Minecraft quiz. Minecraft mob quiz. We have 5 minutes, so we'll do this. Okay. Oh my god. Cow.
What?
Oh, it's literally a game.
Oh, cat. This is easy back. This is stupid easy.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm gonna provide
Chicken.
Some nice commentary
with this Minecraft quiz ASMR in the background. It's a cod.
Oh.
Womp womp.
I'm stupid.
That's a donkey. I'm better than you at this.
You're not.
Then what's this?
A fox.
Alright, but what's this then?
A squid.
Nope.
A glowing squid.
It's actually glow squid, not glowing squid. So, everybody in their cars, I hope you get to the destination. We're almost gonna go out. I think we should go out to a song because this is not what we thought it was.
Yeah, it's not.
But, you know, we appreciate the Minecraft music. C418, the composer, brilliant artist.
There's 100? I'm not doing all this.
Yeah, no.
I just realized.
No.
But,
we're gonna go into a song.
What is this? Superhero? Do y'all really want to do this? I don't know. My question. Yeah, we don't got time. Anyways.
We hope everybody listening has an amazing Friday and weekend.
Ooh, let's see. We have so many choices. No, we don't. We literally don't.
Oh. Well, we had a little.
Hey, we got this. We got this. Whoop.
That knocks clean.
Hold on. Hold this.
That might not be clean. We have the other one that the spectator wanted. I adopted that too. We had a spectator, but see how well we are trained in confidentiality? We can't give you their name.
Yeah.
We can't give you their gender. We can't give you their age.
You can't see nothing.
But they were awesome, you know? It's always cool to have a guest, and if you want to come and buy on specifically Fridays, 5 to 7, we start going.